How's it going? I'm Bill. This is Ted. We're from the future.
Socrates.
Now what? I don't know. Philosophize with him. All we are is dust in the wind, dude.
You're listening to the Mike Cara Radio Show, Eye on the Community, proudly broadcasting from Woodridge, Illinois.
Was the night before Christmas. He lived all alone in a one-bedroom house made of plaster and stone. I had come down the chimney with presents to give and to see who in this little house lived. As I looked all about, a strange sight I did see. No tinsel, no presents, not even a tree. No stockings by mantle, just boots filled with sand. On the wall there hung pictures of far distant lands, with medals and badges, awards of all kinds. A sobering thought came to my mind, for this house was different. It was dark, it was dreary. The home of a soldier I could now see quite clearly. The soldier lay sleeping, silent, alone, curled up on the floor in this one-bedroom home. The face was so gentle, the room in disorder, not quite how I pictured a United States soldier. Was this the hero of whom I just read, curled up on a poncho, the floor for a bed? I realized the families that I saw this night owed their lives to these soldiers who were willing to fight. Soon round the world children would play and grown-ups would celebrate a bright Christmas day. They all enjoyed freedom each month of the year because of our soldiers like the one lying here. I couldn't help wondering how many lay lone on a cold Christmas Eve in a land far from home. The very thought of it brought a tear to my eye. I dropped to one knee and I started to cry. The soldier awakened, and I heard a rough voice. Santa, don't cry, for this life is my choice. I fight for freedom. I don't ask for more. My life is my God, my country, my core. The soldier rolled over and drifted to sleep. I couldn't control it. I continued to weep. I kept watch for hours, so silent and still, as we both shivered in the cold night's chill. You see, I didn't want to leave on that cold and dark night this guardian of honor so willing to fight. Then the soldier rolled over and with a voice soft and pure whispered, "Carry on, Santa. It's Christmas Day and all is secure." And one look at my watch, I knew he was right. Merry Christmas, my friend, and to all, a good night.
Welcome back to another edition of the Mike Cara Radio Show, Eye on the Community. As always, proudly broadcasting from Woodridge, Illinois, always having our eye on the community. And my next guest is Mr. Joe Contafio, who is a great musician and performer, rock and roll patriot, as it says on your website. And I definitely want to salute you with the right hand there. And you're also got a great band called the 101st Rock Division. But first of all, Joe, let's start at the beginning. We got to do that.
Right, sure.
And tell us how you got your start into music and where your music, love of music came from.
My love of music actually came from a girl. Her name was Marianne Phelan. And I had a crush on her, and I wanted, she was a freshman in high school, I was an eighth grader, so I wanted to be her boyfriend, but she told me she was in love with Paul McCartney. So, Mike, what am I going to do, you know? So, Sister Mary Rose walked into our classroom about 3 days later and said, anybody interested in learning how to play the guitar? instead of going to Friday religion class, raise your hand. So my hand shot up, and I signed up for guitar lessons. I went home and I begged my parents to buy me a guitar, and they said, "Are you sure you're going to play?" I said, "I promise, Mom and Dad, I'll play." So that night, my dad took me down to Sears on the corner of North Avenue in Harlem, and he bought me a $10 Silvertone acoustic guitar. I showed up the following Friday in class, and that's how it all began for me. Unfortunately, I didn't get too far with Marianne Phelan, but I fell in love more with a guitar. And so that's how it all started for me. We were the first group of, you know, Catholic guitar mass performers that, on the west side of Chicago. I grew up in the town of Oak Park.
Oh, great. Yeah, yeah. And now we were mentioning, now it says here that you had a band. Now it was Jade 50s.
Right. There? Jade 50s was a band that we started. That was another kind of those cool things that happened where when I was at Oak Park River Forest High School, in 1973, a history teacher came up to me, Tom Graziano, who later became our manager, and said, could you guys play some oldies music? I'll get you out of school for a day. We said, absolutely. We didn't do it because we love the oldies. We did it because we got out of school for the day. So, we learned a 10-song oldie set, which featured songs like, Rock Around the Clock and At the Hop and an Elvis tune. And we did it, and the kids at the school went crazy. And the next thing we knew, we became, instead of the band Jade from Oak Park, we became Jade 50s. And a couple years later, we hooked up with Dick Clark on his rock and roll show when the 50s nostalgia movement was really in full swing. And at the age of 21 years old, I was the music director of Dick Clark's good old rock and roll show, performing with the likes of Chuck Berry and Bo Diddley and Jerry Lee Lewis and the Crystals and the Coasters and the Shirelles and Freddie Cannon, Del Shannon, and on, all the greatest oldie stars you can imagine. And here I am, this kid with a bunch of kids from Oak Park, and we're the music for these shows. It was great stuff.
Oh, fantastic. So now Jade 50s was something that you did throughout the 1970s or?
Through the end of the 70s and into the 80s. Yeah, it was, we toured nationally. We ended up hooking up with Wolfman Jack. And in fact, when a guy like Chuck Berry would come through the Midwest, he'd say, yeah, get the band from Chicago. So we'd work out, I'm saying 30, 40 shows with Chuck Berry. We did a lot with Bo Diddley, a lot with the Crystals and the Shirelles. And anytime someone come through town, we already knew the music. So they just hired us, and we would open the show with our own set, which saved a lot of time. And because we had a great show, Jade 50s did. And then we'd take a couple steps back and become their backup band.
Oh, great. Yeah. And so now as we move you through the 1980s, did Jade 50s disband or just moved on? Or?
Well, you know, it came to the point where I needed to make more money. I mean, Jade 50s was making good money, but it wasn't the kind of money that I needed to really start a family. So we kept Jade together for a little bit, and I picked the investment business because I wanted to work the least amount of hours and make as much money as I could. And then we became Weekend Warriors, Jade 50s did. So I got heavy into the investment business, and I did a lot. I started singing a lot of TV commercials then. I was the voice of McDonald's, the Big Mac Attack, and the McDLT, and did the Shasta commercials, and You Sweet Talker, Betty Crocker, and I must have done 100 commercials. And I'm still doing commercials. I still do commercials. It's fun for me. Now I get to produce and play all the music, do all the voices. But back then, you know, you're a hired gun. You walked in the studio. You gave it your best shot. If you got it, you got it. And I was lucky in the 80s. And so I had the investment business going. I was already downtown. So I take a quick lunch, run down the recording studio, sing a commercial or two, get back to the office, and then play rock and roll on the weekends. Life was good. We ended up having 4 children. Unfortunately, I got divorced, but I got the children. So, and that brought us right into the 90s, you know, I ended up putting another band together called the Joe Cantafio Band, and then we became Joe Cantafio and the Giant Killers, and that disbanded right around the time the divorce happened, and I got together with all the old guys from Jade 50s, and we formed Jade again, and up until September 11th, that's what we did.
Yeah, we want to talk about that. As we were mentioning here, the Rock and Roll Patriot, providing all sorts of music, you know, people, you know, military personnel. But I mean, so basically, this whole concept then came after 9/11 to support the troops with music?
Yes, it happened. You know, I was in the investment business, and we owned a firm in Chicago. My brother, my oldest brother, Frank, and myself, and two business partners. And we were going to be coming public in December of 2001. But when those planes hit those towers and hit the Pentagon in that field in Pennsylvania, my life changed. And we lost our trading department, bond trading department in New York, three traders who did business with our firm back in 2000, from the 90s. I mean, if you were any kind of bond trader in America, you did business with Cantor Fitzgerald. And Cantor Fitzgerald, as you know, over 700 of their employees were killed in the North Tower. Three of those traders did trades with our firm. So that changed it for me. I decided I tried to join the military and found out that I was too old. I was too young for Vietnam, too old for this war, and I felt a loss. So I broke the guitar out and I started singing at Union Station after the market would close. And I had my brother-in-law's fire boot. He was a fireman. And I raised money for Engine Company 55 out of New York, FDNY Engine 55. And that just became how I got back into it. I went out to New York. I visited with the guys there and for a year kind of adopted them and made them my cause and trying to bring awareness to America of what these guys went through and giving them a little break from all the horrific work they were doing at Ground Zero, doing recovery and it wasn't even recovery. It was more like just looking for bodies is basically what these firefighters did. It wasn't what they were trained to put out fires. You know, I had many conversations with these guys and so that's how it affected me, and I wanted to do something, and that's how this started for me.
Okay, Joe, we're going to take a little bit of a break, but before we do, we want to get ourselves all hooked up here, and we're going to have you, you're so kind to perform a nice song for us live, and that song is going to be Brave Warriors. And before you get started, why don't you tell us about that song? And before you do that, we'll sign off right now. You are listening to the Mike Carrer Radio Show, I Am the Community, and please stay with us and take it away, Joe. Tell us about this.
Brave Warrior is a song that I wrote for my cousin, Ryan Joseph Cantafio, who paid the ultimate price on Thanksgiving night 2004 in Iraq. He was a young Marine from Beaver Dam, Wisconsin. And I went to the funeral, and when I came home, I was driving home with my cousin Jerry. I started writing this song, this is the song that's inspired by Ryan, but dedicated to all the brave warriors who have sacrificed for America. Brave warrior, your battles are over. It's time to rest your head. Brave warrior, lay down in the clover. The earth is now your bed. Brave warrior, a flag is now wrapped around you. Your grateful nation mourns. Now rest in peace and sleep for the ages in the place where you were born. Brave warrior, your stay was so short. Now it's time to say goodbye. Sweet warrior, mount your faithful steed as you ride off in the sky. A folded flag is all that's left to remind us of why you lived and died. Brave warrior, they've all come to see you. They've come to say goodbye. When the poppies fade and the cold winds blow and the graves are covered in the falling snow, you will warm our hearts with the memory of your love, of your love.
falling. The fields are empty and gold. Brave warrior, your star shining bright, your spirit of peace we now hold. Brave warrior, your ship finds its harbor where the water meets the sky. And I will think of you as I breathe my freedom with a teardrop in my eye. Sweet warrior, I'll never forget you. Good soldiers never die. Good soldiers never die. Your memory will never die.